Cities in southeast Alaska usually see more than a million cruise ship passengers per year, but Kodiak takes in barely a fraction of that. Amy Williams is the executive director of Discover Kodiak, the local visitors bureau. She says Kodiak only sees around 25,000 visitors from such vessels per year.
I think the cruise ships are starting to see more and more bookings and larger numbers coming back to Alaska. I think that Kodiak is going to continue to see a rise because the larger ports like Juneau and Skagway and Ketchikan are actually starting to put limits on how many cruise ships can be there a day.
Last year, fewer than a dozen cruises visited the island, which were the first since 2019, but Williams says there's a huge uptake in this year's schedule.
There's 2 days where we have two here at once. One will have to be at anchor, and the other will be at the pier.
As tourism starts to rebound after the pandemic, some companies are even starting to offer trips through the Arctic that stop in places around Alaska. It's an interesting position for smaller coastal communities like Kodiak, Valdez, and even Nome, as more unique trips to remote areas of the state are in higher demand. But William says she's unsure if Kodiak is ready for huge groups of tourists all at once.
We don't have a huge infrastructure that can handle those really big ships where there's 4,000 people on a ship. I think we saw our biggest ships last year that were coming in. If they would have been at full capacity, we would have had over 2,000 people here. So that's quite a big influx to a community that has 6,000 people inside of its city limits.
Despite the rise in cruise ships, William says Kodiak's main source of tourism will likely keep coming from wildlife tours and chartered fishing.
For tourism, the charter boat fishing and the bear viewing will probably always be our strengths, and it's going to be up to the community to kind of decide how big they want to let the cruise ship industry grow.
The schedule will likely fluctuate before the summer, but so far the first cruise is expected to arrive in May, and the last will leave the island in October. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.